Хабад.
Юпе Мишна. The Gemara tells us that the reason why we drink four cups of wine on the night of Pesach is called this week's parasha. Hashem told Moshe, and Hashem swore to Moshe. Lachen, every time the Gemara says in the Torah the word Lachen, Nishvua is a swear. Hashem said Lachen, therefore, Emor Livnei Yisrael Ani Hashem, tell them I'm God. What it means is that I will fulfill it. Hashem promises He'll fulfill it with a swear. And tell them the following sentence. והוצאתי אתכם מתחת סבלות מצרים, I'll take you out from the suffering of the Egyptians, והצלתי אתכם מעבודתם, I'll save you from the work, וגאלתי אתכם, I will redeem you, מזרוע נטויה ושפטים גדולים, and stretch arm with big miracles, ולקחתי אתכם לי לעם. And I will take it to be my nation. And continue, but the Gemara stops over here. And the Gemara says here, Moshe Rabbeinu said that Hashem swore He'll do four things for us. He'll take us out of Egypt. He'll save us from the job, from the slavery. He'll redeem us and He'll take us to be His nation. Says the Gemara, because Hashem said four kind of languages of redemption, this is our halacha. You have to drink four cups of wine on the Leila Seder. The question is, those four languages really should have been said last week. And Hashem met Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem told him, go to Paro. Hashem should have said then, I'm going to take them out, I'm going to save them, I'm going to redeem them, I'm going to take them to my nation. Hashem never said it. Hashem did something similar, but not something in one sentence. In the Torah, the Delta Gemara says, from here we know, four cups of wine, four statements. So what's important about it? Why the Chachamim took it so serious that Hashem said, those four sentences, for this, we have to have four cups of wine. So the Gemara says, Arachan Shukhan Aruch, he said, the most important thing in Leila Seder might be with the wine. Even though, of course, Hashem said to have matzah, and the wine is only came up from Chachamim. Chachamim emphasized it. Chachamim said, if you have no money to buy matzah, you don't have to buy matzah. If you have money to buy maor, you don't have to buy maor. Hashem doesn't ask you to go to a bank, take a mortgage on your house, to buy matzot for Pesach. Chachamim said, as Chachamim tell you, that you must have wine for Pesach. And if you can afford it, go take a loan in the bank. And if they don't give you a loan, go rent yourself out. If they don't, if you can get no job, go on and go and collect money tzedakah. And if no one gives you, go take your jacket and put it in a pawn shop to get some money, go get a wine. You don't have to do it not for matzah, not for maror. Not for Korban Pesach. Obviously, Chachamim decided it's the most important thing, the wine. I said, how many cups? I need to have four cups. And those four cups are crucial. You must do it. And we read the Mishnayot, the Gemara, in Masechet Pesachim. So the way the Mishnah tells us how to conduct the Leila Seder, you read the Mishnayot starts like this, Mazgul Kos Rishon, first cup of wine, do the Kiddush. Mazgul Kos Sheni, the second cup of wine, is the Zagadah. So you see the Mishnayot also, the way Rabbi Yudan Asir wrote the Mishnayot, is also the thing that really runs the Leila Seder is the wine. It's not the matzah, it's the wine. Well, I will tell you, you know, after the second cup, you wash your hands, you have a matzah. But the chapter of Pesachim that talks about Leila Seder, see how important it is? The wine. So why is the wine? So four cups of wine. spoke out of mind, they learn from this parasha. This parasha, this week's parasha, the parasha will tell us about the ten makot. The Kadosh Baruch Hu punished the Egyptians. So Ezra Sofer, with his wisdom, divided the parashiyot. So this week's parasha will have seven. Next week's parasha, three. Of course, when you read the Torah, you don't see that. In the Sefer Torah, you don't see it because there's no parashiyot in the Torah. But Ezra decided like this. Seven out of ten will be this week's parasha, three is going to be next week's parasha. So he explained the seven are something to do, we call it in Kabbalah, the methods of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sefirot, but as well it has to do with the seven shepherds that we had. When I say the seven shepherds that we had, is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. So seven out of the ten makot in this parasha. The Torah will tell us the story. And of course, the Zohar said, when you read, especially those parashiyot, the Zohar says, don't think it's a story. It's a message, it's not a story. Hashem does not write stories. So when you read the Torah, says the Zohar, so here we got the ten makot. It says the ten makot that Hashem did to the Egyptians. I says, what do you have to know this? Really, what difference does it make to you? The first one is blood, the second one is frogs. So what? Hashem can do anything. What does it make to you? That you have to know, what did Hashem do to the Egyptians? Who cares what he did to them? Again, it's nice to know. The archaeologists now find that they send some divers into Yom Suf and they found new things, found chariots and other things. So but it's not a Torah. So Torah tells us a story. Let's say Moshe came to Paro, and then told Paro, let Am Israel go. Let's look at Parasha, and Paro said, what? So Moshe said, Hashem said, so Paro said, I don't know who's Hashem, and I'm not going to send them anyway. Again, why do you have to know the dialogue between Moshe and Paro? Why did Torah tell you this? Who cares about it? So here comes the Torah, this is Parasha, and says that Moshe went to Paro and told him, you know, if you don't let my people go, first thing I'm going to turn the water into blood. Moshe tells him, take the stick and raise your hand, and hit, whatever it means, the Nile, and everything turns to be blood. So, the Torah says, Paro didn't care. Next, Moshe comes to Paro and says, you know what? If you don't send them out, frogs will come. And then he describes to Paro, he tells him, you know the frogs are going to go? They're going to be in your bedroom. What's so important about my bedroom? They're going to go in your stove, they're going to go into the mixer. So Torah tells us that they came. And then Paro called Moshe in the text and asked Moshe, Paro said, Moshe, can you get them out? So Moshe asked Paro, when do you want them out? So Paro said, tomorrow. It's a secret why I didn't say today. Why is this stuff another extra day? He says, tomorrow. So Moshe says to him, you know what? I'm going to do it for you tomorrow. Leman teda ki en kashem elokenu. That you will know there's nobody like Hashem. And Torah will tell you that the next morning all the frogs died, and then they piled them up, and the whole Egypt smelled from dead frogs. Okay. The next one is lice, guinea. The next one is devil, a plague of epidemic. All the animals that were on the field died. Then Hashem, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Next one is Arov. Arov means a mixture of animals. Moshe came to Paro and says, listen,
The whole Bronx Zoo will come into Egypt, running on the street, they can eat people. So then the Torah says, Power called Moshe and asked Moshe, can you get them out? So Moshe said, you know what, I'm going to pray to Hashem to get them out. But you should know, you know what the whole thing is all about? He says, the man tida, kani Hashem mekir v'aretz. He said, because Hashem is here. He says, what do you mean Hashem is here? It means, Moshe told Paro, listen, the main dwelling of Hashem is in Shamayim, the Shekhinah is in Shamayim. But the Gezerot, the decrees, are here. See, you saw the animals? It's to teach you a lesson. That you shouldn't say, you know, where's Hashem? Hashem is up there. But, Gezerot time it came out Baretz, says the Gemara. Moshe told him, Hashem told me to tell you, even though he's upstairs, but he, so-called, does certain things downstairs. Again, it's the second statement. After the frogs, Moshe said to him, you know what the whole thing is all about? You should know, Hashem is our God. This is God. Now he tells him, you know what the whole thing is all about? You should know that Ani Hashem Mekir Baretz, Hashem is here too. Not Hashem is here, no. But Hashem is there. But the Gezerot here. The next one is Devar. Devar, the epidemic. The Torah tells us later that Hashem told Moshe to tell Paro, look, you know, all the animals died. Any animal that was left on the field died. What do you think? I could not have killed you as well with the epidemic. Mavuzo amaditicha. Amaditicha. Hashem tells Moshe to go tell him. Leman, in order to show you kochi, my strength, v'saper shmi b'chol ha'aretz. You know what I'm doing it to you? Because I want to show you my strength and I expect you to go and talk about me. To tell everybody, look what Hashem is. This was Devar. Statement number three. Different than the first two statements. Then there is another one, it's called Shechin, some kind of flesh on the people. The next one is Barad, hail. Hail came from the sky. So then, the Torah tells you in the text that Paro called Moshe, said, listen, we can take it. You know, the whole Egypt is destroyed. So Moshe said like this. The first time he says it. He says, Ketzeti et ha'ir, I'm going to go out of the city. And I can't pray over here. So Paro said, why can't you pray here? He says, the whole thing of Avodah Zarah. The whole thing is statues. Now, this is already number seven. What happened before? The first time Moshe said he's going to go out of the city. It's full of idols, full of Avodah Zarah. It says, what about the frogs you prayed over? It says, drive, you prayed. You prayed for Arov. You prayed over it. What happened now? And then the Torah says, Moshe said, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to raise my hands, and then everything will stop. But you should know why? Leman teda ki Hashem aretz. Fourth statement. Hashem owns earth. Fourth statement, different. Every two makot, a new statement. Altogether, four different statements. Rahamim tell us, Ari says like this, you should know the makot really. If you start from the first one, Ari says like this, the first one, water turned into blood, it's called Malchut, it's David HaMelech. The frogs is Yosef HaTzadik. And then the next one is Kinim, lice, is Aaron HaKohen. And then Arov is Moshe Rabbeinu. And Devar is Yaakov Avinu. And then Shechin is Yitzchak. And then Barad Hail is Avraham Avinu. That's what Aris says. It's a secret what it means, but that's what Aris says to explain to us what is it Hashem has in his mind. He wants to give exactly 10 makot, and he chose those things. He says you have to connect it to those entities. Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, Moshe, and Yosef, David, and then you know what is Hashem. So that's what the Zohar really says, that the makot is not just to punish the Egyptians, it's for us, that we should watch it, what the text says, and eventually we'll know what Hashem wants from us. What does Hashem want from us? Says the Zohar, that's the time of redemption, and Mashiach can come any moment, by taking us out of exile, the only time that will really leave all of us together, because Israel should be only on the night of Pesach. And here, the night of Pesach is a day of redemption, and Hashem wants us to know what are the conditions that will have the merit to get out of here. And this is really what, at the end, next week, is going to be the three more makot, and then we're going to leave. But first, the seven is a preparation. Chachamim say, what does it mean exactly? It said like this. When Moshe came to Paro, he told Paro, Hashem said me. So Paro said, I don't know who is Hashem. I tell you. You don't know who is Hashem? I bring you first blood. All the water turned to blood. The second one is going to be frogs. And then you're going to call Moshe. He says, I can't take it. I can't even. So Moshe said, you know what? I'm going to explain to you something. I can pray to Hashem. And then when I pray to Hashem, so Hashem will stop it. So now you'll know there's an entity Hashem. So the first step in your life, you have to know there is Hashem. So Chachamim say in the morning after you say Modani, after you wash our hands, we have to say, Vayder Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. But I mean, what do you say? You see, our God is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first thing in the Munah that we have to know. It says, any other nations, their God is an angel maybe, but it's not Hashem. Hashem is our God. Well, Hashem supervises everything. But as far as what we call a direct supervisor, only we have it. It's called Hashem Elokeinu. So Paul, when Moshe came, he says, I have no idea who you are. What's Hashem? Admittedly, it was Hashem. Hashem is our God. Understand? So that's what Moshe said. The man that came, Hashem Elokeinu. This is the first step in life that you need to get to someplace. It's the first you have to know is Hashem upstairs, and Hashem is our God. Okay? Then Paul told Moshe Rabbeinu. He continued. When Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Hashem said, send him Israel. He said, what? Who is Hashem going to tell me what to do? Let's assume there is Hashem. So maybe he's in Africa. But he's going to tell me in Egypt what to do. Gamet Israel or Shaleach. He said, no, I'm not going to say. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu and tells him, listen, after lice came Arov, the animals. Then Paro called Moshe and said, what is it all about? Moshe says, I want to tell you something. Again, I'm going to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take him. But you know what it is now? Hashem wanted to show you something. Hashem before was frogs. No, it's not so bad. It's bad enough. But now, animals running all over Egypt and eating people. I says to tell you that Hashem, even though that our God is in Shamayim, we believe that Shekhinah is in Shamayim, but the Gzerot, the decrees are here. So he tried to explain to you that you said, who is God? I don't know. And even if I know who is God, how can you listen to him? How can you listen to him? I said, here, the decrees are here. You see all these animals running on the street? Because God wants to show you, Hashem wants to show you that his decisions upstairs really are valid downstairs. Remember you said, that's what I don't believe it. Yeah. Then the next one. Here came Dever. Dever. Moshe tells him, you want to know something? I want to tell you something. Now you got it already. Now you know Hashem is our God, and you know Hashem, so-called, rules everything, and that's it, he punished you. But there's another thing Hashem wants from you. Hashem wants you to understand his power and go tell it to everybody. And as Moshe says,
ואהבו אהותך את כוחי ולספר שמי בכל הארץ.
And then Parad came, just came from Shamayim. Hashem made it. Hail with fire came down. So Moshe tells Paul, let me tell you something. Now, after you're going to do this job, I want you to understand one more thing. Hashem also owns this earth also. What do you mean? I'll tell you what I mean. Avraham Avinu, when he sent Eliezer, he told Eliezer, Hashem Elokei Hashamayim Elokei Haaretz. Says the Gemara, what do you say to Eliezer? He said, listen, let me tell you something. Before Avraham Avinu, everybody said, this is Hashem. But here on the universe, everything runs by itself. And Hashem brought people to understand that Hashem owns earth as well, not it sits in Shamayim, and so called he shoots missiles from Shamayim here. No, he is Hashem Haaretz Umloa, Tevevi Yoshveva. Hashem owns this also. You have to understand it. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said in the statement. Come Chachamim explain, look how it fits. It says in a few weeks we're going to read Parashat Yitro. Before Hashem gave us the Torah, it called Moshe. He said, Moshe, go tell them something. Go to Malavit Yaakov to give Israel. Atem reitem et asher asite le Mitzrayim. What? Hashem said, yeah, go tell them. You saw what I did to the Egyptians. What do you mean? See, I punished the Egyptians so-called via you. What do you mean via me? Now, you as well understand there's Hashem in Shamayim. And Hashem rules downstairs. And Hashem did something that everybody should talk about it. I took you like an eagle's wings. Kili kol haaretz. Because I own this. I own earth. I said, what do you say? Hashem told me, go tell them. I said, what? I don't know. Here we go. What said he at him? Four languages of redemption. That's Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, go tell him Israel this, now you understand what's the whole story of the Makot. You have to know one thing. Ani Hashem, I swear to you. What said he mitachat zivot Mitzrayim? First, I will take you out. What do you mean? Because I'm your God, I am your father, and I will do it for you. That's the first language of redemption. Second one, I will make sure the Egyptians will understand that this is my decree that I will force them to send you. And then, I'm going to make so much damage to Egypt that the whole world will know about it. I'll take you to be my nation. Go to Eretz Israel soon. So the four languages of redemption fits exactly what Moshe told Paro four times, every time different, because that is the obligation to understand about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says as well, it's not when you read the parasha, say Hashem did it to Egypt. No. Hashem did those to Egypt when you have to follow the statement of Moshe Rabbeinu after the Makot. What he says, this is a graduate elevation that the person has to elevate in his emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That first you have to believe Hashem Elokeinu, and then you know Hashem does everything, and then you know Hashem wanted to spread his name all around, and then you know you are the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he owns earth. You have no choice and no chance to do any other things. So says the Zohar. So you read the parasha and look, Hashem did this to Egypt. No. That's not the purpose of the parasha. As Chachamim said, Leila said there is time of redemption. He says the most important thing is the wine. I said, what's the problem with the wine? The most important is matzah. Chachamim said, no. Matzah is a mitzvah. The wine will let you understand, says the Gemara, the power of the wine. So the first cup. So what do you have in my first cup? So at least the first cup you have in mind yourself. So what is this? He says, it's tzvardea, frogs. So what happened to frogs? I said, the frogs came on, you know? Moshe told Paro, the frogs will go into your bedroom. Sounds familiar, bedroom. I says, that lady wanted to do the same with Yosef. Then says, It's in the stove, it's in the mixer. It says, oh, this is the dream of the baker. And so what happened? This is the Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik. It says, Ari, it's called Yesod. It says, it's the Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik. It says, the first cup. And what is it all about? It's all about? It says, the first cup. What do you say, the first cup? I said, the first cup, he says, Kiddush. Probably a Geffen, he says, Asher b'charbanu mikolam. Hashem chose us to be his nation. That's called Hashem Elokeinu. That's what Yosef said. Et Elokim ani yare. Yosef, when the brothers came down to Egypt, he said, Yosef said, I'm afraid of my God, of God. I'm afraid of God. The brother didn't even catch it. Everybody in Egypt worshipped a sheep, and Yosef tells them, I believe in God, I believe in God. I believe in God. I said, what do you mean? God is my supervisor. It's called Hashem Elokeinu. The first cup, that's the Kiddush. He says, Asher b'char banu mikolam. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you chose me. What do you mean, chose me? Because, what do you mean, you chose me? It means, you my supervisor. I says, that's the first step. That's what Paro said, who is God? He says, you know who is God? God is my God. I understand who is God. God is not just an entity that owns the world. This is the first statement. If somebody's going to ask, who is Hashem? He says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. That's the first statement. This is my God is Hashem. Yes, Hashem. It's called Hashem Elokeinu. Not Hashem Elokim. Hashem Elokeinu. It's our God. That's the reason. It's the first cup of wine. So you have this is Chut of Yosef HaTzadik. It's called Yosef HaTzadik. The second cup is Arov. This is what the Torah says. Nitzalti etchem ma'avodatam. This is the zchut of Moshe Rabbeinu. That he'll save us from the decrees that Hashem is going to put on Egypt. Ani Hashem mekerev haaretz. That's what Moshe said, the second statement. That even though Hashem is Elokeinu, is in Shamaim, but his decrees, the Gezerot, are downstairs. So the second cup is Moshe Rabbeinu. The third cup is Dever, is Yaakov Avinu. The fourth cup is Avraham Avinu. The Barad is Avraham Avinu, says Dari. It's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu fighting Avodah Zarah all his life. So Moshe tells Paro, Ketzeti Tahir, Efos Kapay Hashem, you know, I will go outside the city. Now you go outside the city. Yeah, now, because this is the zchut of Avraham Avinu. The man Teda, he says, you should know. You know a lot of things. But one of the things I want you to know that, here, Lashem Haaretz, the earth belongs to Hashem. He says, who invented this? That's the Gemara says, that's the explanation. I mean, Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer. Told Eliezer, Hashem Elokei Shamayim Elokei Haaretz. As Avraham Avinu said, before I came, people said, Hashem Elokei Shamayim. Hashem is there. Who is Elokei Haaretz? Anybody over here, he can do whatever he wants. Hashem doesn't care what's going on downstairs. Avraham Avinu told Eliezer, I explain to everybody that Hashem is upstairs and downstairs. So that's the fourth cup. And the fourth cup is the Zchut Avraham Avinu. So that's called the last stage before redemption. The Gemara says, "Pachot min." Rambam says, "Magen Avraham." It says, "Before Mashiach will come, it is the zchut of Avraham Avinu, because he was the one to reveal the Kadosh Baruch Hu that he is the owner of earth as well as the Shamayim." Chachamim said, "The four cups of wine are the most important thing. That you have to have wine on Pesach. You have to have wine on Pesach because the wine will elevate you." But on the other side, you'll understand. You have the real emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It starts from Yosef HaTzadik and by Avraham Avinu. So therefore, it's only in this week's parasha. Last week's parasha, Hashem did not say that statement. Because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you go to Paro. Paro still had the choice. Maybe Paro will decide to send them Israel. Even though Hashem said to Moshe, I know the truth. But Hashem would not have come with a statement. Four languages of Gula, because maybe you don't need it. Maybe you don't need it. Paro said, I believe in Hashem, and that's the end of it. After Moshe now came to Paro And they said, here we are. And Paro said, no, I don't know it's Hashem. I said, oh, you don't know it's Hashem? No, Hashem can say, Lachen, I'm all of Israel near Hashem, go to Lam Israel. Now, I will show who am I. That's what Chachamim say, that's how crucial it is to get the Zimra in the morning, the Shacharit, that Chachamim decided to start the Shacharit with Hodu. Hodul, Hashem Kiru Bishmo. What's so important about this? In Bet HaMikdash, he used to say it as well. The first part of Hodu used to say Shacharit in Bet HaMikdash, and the second part of Hodu used to say in the afternoon. What does it say? Hodu Hashem, thank Hashem. Hodiu v'amim elotav. Tell the nations about him. Why do you say this in the morning? Shiru lo, zamru lo, sichu b'chol nifelotav. Talk about all his miracles. Sapru b'arim kvodo. Talk to the nation about Hashem. What is the statement to do with every Shacharit? Because they say this is what Hashem told Moshe to tell Paro. Saper Shmi b'chol aretz. This is the mitzvah that Torah will tell us next to the parasha. Laman tesaper bozneh mincha b'mincha et asher atalti b'Mitzrayim. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what the whole thing is all about? Everybody should talk about me. I said, why? Why Hashem said, why we say Hodu every morning? For what you start Shacharit like this? Every morning he said. I said, because the person gets up in the morning and says, what is your job today? Your job is to praise Hashem. Says the Ramban, there's no other purpose in creation besides praise Hashem in order later to spread Hashem's name. That's the biggest thing. That's what Hashem tells Moshe to tell Paro. He says, you know why you're still alive? What do you mean? Should have been dead. Was dead. Was epidemic. Everybody, all the animals died. Hashem said, what do you think? You could not have died? You would have died as well. Babu Zamadatircha. You know why you're alive? So someone says, what do you think? Hashem talks to Paro? So Zohar said, what do you think? Hashem talks to Paro? Hashem talks to us. Somebody's going to ask you, why are you alive? So why am I alive? Because I'm alive. So Hashem said, no. You're alive because Arot Chayat Kochi. The reason why you're alive and you didn't die is because Hashem wants you to talk about him. Chaim says, when he gets up in the morning, I said, I'm not there, any. He comes to Beit HaKnesset, he goes to Mikveh, comes to Beit HaKnesset. I said, what do you say? I said, it's a statement to Hashem. You know what I'm here for? I'm here to talk about you, to spread your miracles. He says, why do you say that? Because that's what Hashem told Moshe to tell Paro. Paro, you know why you're still alive? This is your job. That's what Chachamim says. The Makot are not what happened to Egypt. No. It's what Hashem wanted us to see from the Makot for us to learn what's our obligation. Of course, Paro doesn't listen. But it means we got to listen. It means we got to do it. And that's what Chachamim say. That's the purpose. That's what Ezra divided the Parashiyot. And he decided it's Parashat Vayera 7. It's Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Yosef, David. It says in those 7, you have 4 different statements from Moshe Rabbeinu that equivalent to the 4 languages of redemption. I says, that's what we say on El Seder. I says, that's what Hashem is going to take us out of Egypt. I says, no. It says the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Don't be surprised, it can happen the same thing before Moshe Chalka. In different version. It says, why? I said, a holocaust of sick people, a holocaust of death, holocaust of problems. I said, what is the purpose? It's the purpose that you should elevate yourself to reach that level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected from Paro to reach. And that's what Moshe is trying to tell Paro, that you got to elevate yourself. You believe. Hashem wants you to believe. Hashem wants you to believe. Eventually you believe. I said, so here after Makabar, this is Hashem HaTzadik. I says, Hashem is holy, v'ani v'amir Hashem. We are. Says, he got now, in that moment, to understand. That's called the highest level of Emunah. I says, whatever happened to me, I now I understand. Because Hashem is Hashem, because Hashem has decrees, because Hashem wants me to talk about him. I says, see, look, he said, Hashem al Tzadik. That's what Torah writes. Who cares what Paro said to Moshe? He said, huh? Look, now they talk about it. Now Moshe said this. Monday is going to say, go! So what do you mean go? Keli kol aretz. That's exactly what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. That's before we got the Torah. It says that you have to reach that level of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch.
The Gemara says, "Bezkut ha'emunah nigalim." That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Am Yisrael eventually is going to be redeemed bezkut ha'emunah. So how do you get the emunah? So you read the parasha, you see what happened, you see what you got to do. Then you acquire emunah. Then you have redemption. So that's from the night of Pesach. That's the purpose of the Haggadah. And the purpose of the four cups is we should reach that level of emunah. Then should be on the night of Pesach. We should hear the shofar
ma'abim inam. Amen. 2 weeks from tonight, the 20th, the rabbi will not be here. We will be in Israel.
If not before.